Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour and bienvenue to
à Paris.
À Paris.
Bonjour, ma chérie.
Ça va?
Ça va très bien.
Parce que?
Parce que je suis en Paris.
Et?
Le soleil brille. Et je vais manger steak frites.
Avec? Cher!
Avec cher.
For anyone who didn't understand what was going on, Mum was saying that the sun was shining, we're in Paris, she's about to have a steak free, and we're having a table manners with Cher.
Avec Cher.
I am meant to be flying to Chicago today for my own tour. However,
it was too good an opportunity.
This is too good to be true. Yeah. So I'm still going to make my first show, don't worry, but just popped into Paris for 5 hours to meet the icon, Cher. We are currently sitting in a hotel waiting for her arrival. We
are near the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, we are very excited. It isn't necessarily the way that we do table manners usually, so we're trying to make it homely. We've asked for a tablecloth.
Yep.
Mum has brought food over. I mean, what have you brought?
Chicken soup has travelled.
Yes.
The manager's face, she looked rather, but I don't know what they're going to make of that in the kitchen.
So Mum has brought it over in a container.
Yeah. Do you think they'll know what a matzah ball is? A matzah ball.
So we've asked for them to make it boil because we don't want to kill Cher.
Yeah.
And we're going to serve her some chicken soup and matzah balls.
Yeah.
But we are here to discuss a new album. It's called Christmas. Christmas tunes. We've brought some mince pies as well.
Well, it is a Christmas album.
It is
after
a Christmas
all.
Album. And I think Cher's got a bit of a banger on her hands.
Is it fab?
It's in my head.
Already?
And I've heard it 3 times. And I'm like, DJ, play that favorite song. I wanna be dancing. Oh, it's really good. She debuted it at Fashion Week last night.
And?
At the H&M Paco Rabanne collaboration. She's having a listening party later. We were invited, but we've got to go.
What do you do at a listening party, darling?
You listen to the album.
So you sit there. Do they give you a little snack?
I wonder if she finds them as painful as I do.
Oh, do you do listening parties?
Well, I try and avoid them, but I'm going to ask her.
But do you think she wants to take a few mince pies in later?
Yeah. Hostess with the mostess.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we've got Cher on. I mean, not only do I sing a cover of her in my show, we grew up with Cher.
Well, I remember her when she was Sunny and Cher, and she was kind of hippie.
Mermaids.
And then and she's always been so fabulous.
Oh, she's an icon.
Yeah, she's a proper goddess.
A goddess who, I can't believe we're going to meet face to face and hear that voice. She's not only won an Oscar, Grammys.
Is she one of those EGOTs?
She's not an EGOT, yeah. But I think she's got an Oscar, a Grammy, and she's Cher. She's got her own gelato.
Gelato. I wonder where that's sold, because I'm going to LA at the weekend.
Well, she's got like a truck, hasn't she? An ice cream van.
A gelato.
Yeah. I wonder if it's come over to Paris. I feel like our questions about eating, I feel like there's so much more we could be asking Cher. However, we're going to stick with the classics.
I've got a feeling
what?
You don't look like Cher and eat many matzo balls.
Maybe drink many broths.
the broth will do her fine. I have to say, I felt it was one of my better suits.
Oh, really? Thank
and it's
God.
Very, very clear.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I hope that the Peninsula Hotel don't eat it before they bring it up
I
here.
I was just checking the bed for bed bugs because
okay,
we're currently...
Under siege.
It's in all the papers today about the infestation of the whole of Paris and bed bugs. So
snug as a bug in a rug.
I'm trying to not feel nervous. This feels quite...
Don't feel nervous.
I don't think I am
she's
nervous.
She's a person, darling.
No, she's Cher, Mum. Okay. She's kind of beyond a person. She's like an entity, kind of supernatural, fantastic being. I have so many questions to ask her. Where are those Bob Mackie outfits? Does she try them on at night? Or is she just strictly in our gown?
I'm just wondering if she's coming in a leotard.
Cher, coming up on Table Manners, a special in Paris.
How are you doing?
Oh, hi, I'm so thrilled to meet you.
Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't get here earlier.
It's not. Come and sit down. Have a Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Would you like some chicken soup? We've got whatever you need. We've got.
I made chicken soup for you.
You did?
Yeah. With matzo balls.
Okay.
That I schlepped from London. In a freezer bag.
And it's
been
heated,
so it's there.
No, it's okay because I've been doing it for my health.
Jesse, get us some
soup,
darling.
Get us some damn soup. Do you want a matzo ball or do you want just
No, thank
chicken?
You. Oh, no, you know what? Oh, my God, how cute.
We brought these because it's your Christmas album. So these are Fulton & Mason cookies.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I can take them home if you want.
Thank you.
Cher, I know that you have been run all over Paris. So we're going to make this painless and probably quite fun.
All right. Good.
I'm fabulous. Okay. So the podcast is about food and family and food memories.
Okay.
And Mum and I have been doing it for about 5 years and we usually cook for you at our home. But the only person we're going to schlep to Paris for is
you.
And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So like can we just get straight into
it? Sure, I'm fine.
Okay, so start at the beginning. Who was around the dinner table when you were younger? Who was cooking and what were you eating?
My mom was cooking. We were poor. So my mom was cooking. My sister and I were at the dinner table. And my mom was from the South. So there was fried okra. There was fried chicken. And then my mom found the only health food restaurant in the valley. And so then we started to have, like, I remember there was a huge wooden bowl of nuts and raisins, like, unprocessed and just raw. And they were terrific. But my mother was kind of, my mother made things that tasted good, but they weren't necessarily, like, we had lots of beans, lima beans, the pink and the green, and red beans and rice. And my mom made unbelievable cornbread. So it was mostly things from the South, you know, but my mom did it very well. And lots of salads and lots of iced tea.
Can you cook?
I can cook. What I cook, I do well.
What do you do well? Cher, if we were coming to yours.
Yes.
For a little, soiree.
Right.
What would you be cooking for us?
I'd make my sauce.
What's
my pasta sauce.
Okay.
Actually, it's so good that for Christmas, because my friends kept asking me, so I got a label and it says Diva Pasta. And I put it on the jars and I just started giving them for Christmas presents.
So what's in the Diva Pasta sauce?
Well, it's... Now it's chicken. It used to be meat. But it's, and I don't, there's no recipe, It's like a thing that I learned it from Sonny's mother. So it's like I would just watch her and she would throw things in.
Was Sonny Italian?
Oh, God, yeah. He was Sicilian. And so you start with garlic and onions, of course, and then you put in... Then you fry the meat.
What is it? Chicken breast? You're saying you do chicken?
Yes.
So chicken thighs or chicken breast?
No, breast.
Fine, got it.
I sometimes I put it in because it gives flavor, you know? And white chicken doesn't have a lot of flavor in it. So, and then I put in some paste. And then I put in tomatoes. Mm. And then I put in little bit of water, and then I put in oregano and sweet basil and some poultry seasoning. No, Italian seasoning. And then I put in mushrooms, and I bring it high, and then I let it simmer for a while. Oh, then I go in and I see, have I done a good job? What am I missing? What didn't I figure out? Mm.
Do you taste it?
Yeah. Of course, how can you do it without tasting?
Yeah, it's true.
So then I think, oh, I don't have enough sweet basil. I don't have enough oregano. My mushrooms have melted down so small. I never put enough mushrooms in because I never realize
so
how
pishy.
Small. Yes.
Yeah, they go small.
I know.
Right. So, and when you put them in, they're so huge. And my skin.
That's what
I skin.
It sounds like chicken cacciatore, doesn't it?
Right, but it's a sauce.
And
yeah.
What's the pasta that you're going to have with that? What kind of, what shape?
I like angel hair, but nobody else does.
Why? Why don't they like it?
Because it's very little.
Thing. Yes.
So that's what you're going to cook us. Now I need to know, what's in Cher's freezer? What's always there that you'll always reach for?
Ice cream.
Okay, which brings me on to gelato. Avocado flavour, I hear you've got.
I don't need it. No. But it seemed like something that people, like,
how's
I was kind of
down,
against,
Cher?
No, I was against it, actually. And everybody went, oh, this will be so good for the esoteric, you know, eaters who are going to be there. I don't think it lasted. Jen, did it last? Oh, she's not here.
Jen's been locked away. So no, sorry.
Yes, that's true. They were all locked away.
Where can you get your ice cream? Because I'm going to LA on Saturday.
Well, you know what? We just started. We didn't think it was going to be quite so successful.
What's
so we
you
just have
share?
One.
Everything you do is I know, successful.
But it was. It's so we have a huge truck. What we wanted to do too was we not a, a van, gigantic van,
like an ice
like,
cream truck,
yeah. Bigger. And so we wanted to go to neighborhoods so we would find out what kind of people were liked it or interested or, you know.
Do you have a tune?
Oh, it's great.
What's the tune that
they
ice
play
cream...
Cher songs.
Oh, my
Do they
goodness.
Do it like a kind of ice cream fan? So it's like, dun, 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 dun.
No, they just play them.
Oh, it's
and
just
also,
playing. Okay, right.
You have to look up the van because, or the truck, whatever we call it, because it's got pictures of me all over it, but really funny. And it's and all the colors are like a rainbow.
Sounds
it's
fun.
Something that would make you want to go up to it.
So you'd have your gelato in the freezer, and what's the flavor that you're going to go for?
I'm a chocolate person.
Do you get sprinkles on it? Is it just purest, like chocolate
there,
in a cone?
No, I get sprinkles on it.
What kind of sprinkles?
I don't know what
These
they are.
Are.
I've never asked him.
I need to
I've
ask
never
you,
asked him. No.
How many flavors have you got?
There's a million of them, but the truck, we only can have five.
Only five?
Why don't you just have a shop, Cher?
Because it was it's only been out there for like 4 weeks or 3 weeks.
It's not soft serve then.
No.
So it's a scoop.
Yeah. And we make it downtown.
Yeah.
And then we have it brought in because we feel that that the ice cream is the best at 3 hours. So eating it at 3 hours.
So what made you decide to do a gelato?
I love ice cream. I've been eating it. There are pictures of me eating ice cream all over the world. So when I was in New Zealand and went... My assistant, Jen, brought me some ice cream, and I went, this is the best ice cream I've ever tasted. So I went to the shop, and the first thing I saw was a huge glass, like apothecary kind of thing, with golden cones in it. And I was like a flight of honey, okay?
Like Willy Wonka.
Right, and so beautiful. I thought I could make earrings out of these. But they were carved in a beautiful fashion and then hand gold. And so I started talking to Giappo, who was the man that made it and designed all the ice creams, and he has unbelievable, like, designs on some of his ice cream. They're kind of like sculptures. So, and we started to talk. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to have ice cream, you know, an ice cream company, but I never met the right person. And so it took us like 5 years, you know.
What's the picture on the front of the the packaging.
There's a big picture of me like this, eating an ice cream. And then there's lots of
kind
little...
Kind of what, like Mary?
Yeah, not
like,
exactly.
You're like a saint.
No, but it was an actual picture of me. And I was like doing that to the ice cream, which is the picture that I took. I don't even know where we were. Germany, maybe. And then there are these little shares in ice cream cones.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to find that van when I'm in America.
I'm going to find it.
I don't know, but well, I'm going to find it.
It's in LA.
Yes, and you can go online and find it.
So it tells you where he's going to be that
yes.
day.
I wonder whether I could get them for outside my gig in LA next weekend.
That's another thing. We've rented it out to all these businesses, you know, companies. So it's amazing. Like
vans.
Did Taylor have it?
They had us in their parking lot, Taylor Swift's concert.
Okay, I'm gonna see where they're at, West Hollywood, next Monday. Let's go.
But I mean, like, so many people have wanted us, Warner Brothers, and I mean, like, a lot of companies, and we never even thought about that. We never thought about private companies.
Can I ask you? Well, I'm gonna ask you. I'm throwing this
okay,
at you,
good.
Chair. Okay. I want to know: did you line your stomach before you went to Studio 54?
No.
So what did you just drink? Before you went to Studio 54.
I don't drink.
Never drink before?
No, I don't drink.
So you didn't need
it's
like
not
a,
like I
you didn't need a glass of milk.
Drink. I don't drink.
You're not
but
interested.
But like my the other night I had two glasses of champagne with my friends who always make fun of me because I don't drink and I just said, "Okay, fine here." But I don't like alcohol really. I've had it a couple of times. One time I was doing a shoot for Vogue and I had to stand in ice water, so they kept like giving me, we were in a place called Page Montana, and we had to stand in this lake up to our knees, this boy and I, and I was shaking.
Yeah,
it was
shit.
So cold. And they kept giving me, I don't know, a hard liquor. It was hard. It was something
warm.
Like cognac or I don't know, something.
Like
yeah.
schnapps or something.
So Studio 54, what was it the most kind of defining song for you of going to Studio 54?
Oh, all of Donna Summer's songs were, you know, Last Dance, I guess.
Oh,
the
Last
right.
Dance.
It was great. It was, I would say it was the best. There's never been another club like it.
Regarding the Bob Mackie.
Sure, are you sure you don't want a matzo ball?
I will. No, I don't want, I don't need a matzo ball.
Okay.
But the carrots look good.
Yeah, the carrots are great. Where are all the Bob Mackie outfits? Are they in your wardrobe?
No. We have a special warehouse thing for them.
Do you ever go a fancy dress up?
No, not really. I'm kind of a, I don't know. Like if I'm going to do something or like if I'm going to go on stage, you know, Bob will design the whole show and I wear like 13 costumes in a...
Yeah.
I hear you even change
your microphone
yes.
colour.
Yes.
That's effort. I've got 4 costume changes this weekend and I'm freaking out, and I'm definitely not changing my microphone. That's effort and attention to
detail. I change my wig every time, too.
Have your two wig on now?
Yeah. You think it's...
I don't have purple hair.
No, I have my own hair. My
How
own
long
hair
is, your
is
own
like...
hair?
Comes to about here.
It's dark?
It's black.
Right.
And it's the same hair I've always...
Okay, you don't colour it yet.
A little bit.
Please, I know.
Do blondes have more fun?
Let me just tell you this. I did a movie once and I just ruined my hair because the director was an idiot.
Which movie?
Mask.
Okay.
I love that film.
And I am, and through the thing, because I've never done this before and I was such a fool. They asked me, the director said, "I'll know if you're wearing a wig, not." And so he said, "I want you to do your hair red." So when I came out of this place that he assured me would be good, I had black hair with kind of like red polka dotty things in it. It was really ruined. So I went to this woman hair doctor who does everybody in Hollywood, and she said, "Cher, I can make it red, but it's really going to be hard on your hair." Mm. And she said, "I don't know if I can keep it. I don't know if I can fix it so that you can still, you know, have it. The condition won't be good." So I said, okay. So I started then with a little piece, a hair piece, and just kept the, you know, the front was the red that I'd gotten when we did the stupid whatever it was that he wanted me to do to get my hair colored. And then finally she kept saying, you know, it's not, it's never going to be good. We should just start to cut it. So Renata made me a red wig. And so we just started cutting it. And then finally it was really short. So I thought, what the hell, I'm going to make it blonde. So I made it blonde. And I cannot tell you, men, like if you ask directions as a blonde, they will take you there. If you ask directions with long black hair,
nothing.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's over there somewhere.
Oh my goodness!
It was crazy. I mean, it was such an experience, like to go from being black hair to blonde, and the men going, "Oh yes, we can. Here, it's over here. Here, let me just walk you."
Idiots.
Men.
The soup
men.
Is Jesse. The soup.
The soup is excellent, Mum.
Yeah,
it is good. It's really good.
It's really
and I've
good.
Been having to have chicken soup to keep up my strength.
Yeah.
You know, I have it. I have either bone broth or chicken broth.
Yeah. I make this for Jessie when she's not well and send it in the taxi.
It's probably,
yeah.
I mean, Cher, everyone wants a piece of you. I mean, we do. We
right?
wanted an hour of
right.
you. But like, how does it feel? You are, what, Believe is 25 years old now. I sing it in my concert. I don't know if that's weird for you that I'm like...
Not at all.
It goes down like... I mean, it goes
Everyone
down better than any of my
it
bloody songs.
Sings it.
It's. I mean, you've been through so many decades and so successful. How does it feel right now? You're in Paris. You've got the Christmas album coming out. You're so relevant. You are so timeless and brilliant and funny and amazing and exciting. Like, how does it feel now compared to, I don't know, when you were starting out? Do you still enjoy it? I presume so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. Look, I've not wanted... I have said for all the years that I've been working, I will never make a Christmas album. I do not like Christmas albums. I don't want to have one.
So
I said to the label, if you want me to do one, you have to let me do it on my own.
Uh-huh.
And don't get involved. And they were like so terrific. The label was so terrific, Warner Brothers. And I think they call themselves something else now. But I was really happy. So I started picking out. I had a team of kids that wrote three songs that were amazing. But the songs are Christmas-ish songs.
So which ones are those?
Well,
are they on
DJ?
The record? Okay, so we have a mutual
Jessie
friend, Sarah Hudson.
It's Sarah.
I know, because she's just been posting about it because
right.
it debuted last night at the
H&M. I've known Sarah since she was 3 years old.
I know, because she's been Instagramming about it.
How do you
Sarah
know?
Sarah wrote Curls with me. She's amazing, but she's from kind of rock royalty, right?
Right, and right. Well, her dad it was my friend too, Mark.
What's his surname? Mark Hudson?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, fine. And what band was he in?
He was a writer for a lot of bands.
Right.
He wrote for Aerosmith. I mean, he's a prolific writer.
But yes, you've got all these... I love that you're called... Sarah will really appreciate the kid in that. But like, you've got all these...
She's a kid to me.
I mean, you've got all these amazing writers. So you're writing... Like, DJ Play a Christmas Song is, I feel like, your Christmas Believe, right?
Right, I think so.
I mean, it went off last night.
Were you there?
No, I saw on Instagram. I'm stalking you, Cher, like the rest of the world. Do you know what I mean? But like, how did it feel to play it?
Your mom's not stalking me, are you?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm just admiring.
Okay.
I feel that you've been in our lives for so long.
Yeah,
I have.
So, you know, I can remember you when you were Sonny and Cher.
Right.
And
you know that when we came, how we became famous was coming to London.
To London,
right.
Yeah.
We couldn't get arrested in America. They hated us. And Jack Good, who did Ready, Steady, Go, I think, in England, said, because he was doing a show called Shindig, and he wanted us on, but we looked so strange that the audience write-ins were not good. So he would have us every once in a while. And then finally he said, look, I can't do this anymore. Go to England. We said, well, we're poor. We don't have any. He said, find it. Sell everything. Do whatever you have to do. But he said, they will appreciate
Ready,
you.
Ready, Steady, Go was such an amazing music program. And it was on a Friday night. And everybody watched it. And you watched and all the fashion was great. And there was dancing. And there was a big audience that danced.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
So you came to perform as Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
on Ready, Steady, Go. But then you had your own show.
No, we didn't have a job. We didn't have a job when we landed. We got kicked out of the Hilton Hotel, and a man came and took our picture. We were on the front page of a big newspaper. And then the next day, people were calling it Ready, Steady, Go. And
why did you get kicked out?
Top of the Pops.
Why did you get kicked out with Hilton?
Because of the way we looked, they wouldn't let us in.
What?
Yeah.
Because you look like hippies.
Yeah, well, there was no word then. There were no hippies
there
then.
There weren't hippies.
There was nothing.
It was pre-Woodstock.
Yeah.
And Woodstock was just coming in, and you came into your own.
I mean, there was no mamas and papas. There were no people that were, but they were flower kids, but there were no people who looked like us. You know, the Beatles had nice little haircuts and cute suits, but we thought we looked beautiful.
You did.
Right, but people were, because you're English.
Yeah, we loved you.
So, but...
You must be the most dressed, fancy dress couple that everyone always dressed up as Sonny and Cher. Yeah. I'm sure I had a lot. I had because my hair was long down to here.
You'd wear like bus stop.
Yeah. And then you'd go as Sonny and Cher if you went to a fancy dress party and try and imitate you.
Oh, and it was great. We were so happy. And I went to Biba.
Best shop in the
but
world.
But when I got there, it was there must have been a dairy someplace close by. But when I got there, there was a big sign on the floor that I had to step over that said Biba, and it was in a little house.
Yeah.
But still, the things were amazing.
Amazing. Badly made, but fantastic.
Yeah, but it didn't
style.
Make any difference because you have one.
And the color. Yes. Aubergine was the color, and grays and dark, lovely colors. And crepe, big white trousers.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I was really happy to find something that I could buy because my friends and I, we made our clothes. So to be able to go there and see something that I could relate to, you know?
And it wasn't expensive.
Right. Because everybody wanted to dress in English clothes in America.
Did they?
Oh, God, yeah. And you could be English and a terrible singer and you could go to America and... Everybody would love you and think you were the hottest thing that ever happened. I like Sandy Shaw.
Oh, we loved Sandy Shaw.
Is she a terrible singer?
No. She was a great singer.
No, she was a great singer.
She never wore shoes.
Oh.
And she won Puppet on a String. She won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Like a puppet on a string.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Back to food.
Okay.
Last supper. We ask everybody their last supper. It doesn't have to be a morbid last supper. It could be that you are going to go to a desert island for a year, and this is the supper, the dinner that you would have. A starter or appetizer, a main, a dessert, a drink of choice. And actually, what I'd like to know as well is who would be around that dinner table from your cast members that you've been... in various films. Who would make the cut?
Meryl, for sure.
Yes,
really. Silkwood.
Yes. Then Eric Mask, my son. Then who?
Winona or Christina, they make
him? Oh, yeah, Christina. And Sam Elliott, Mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Garth. And...
Nicolas Cage.
I take him as that 26-year-old
Nicky is crazy. I got him that job and kept him that job. because I saw him in Peggy Sue.
Oh, I remember Peggy Sue. Right.
And when I saw him, and then we were doing Moonstruck, they said, who would you want to be opposite you? And I went, Nicky Cage. And they went, no, he's crazy. We can't have him. I said, you know what? If you don't have him, I won't do the picture.
That was perfect for the role. And also, was he a good kisser?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, come on, Jack.
No, my boyfriend.
Jack Nicholson,
I never kissed him. My boyfriend was on set the whole time. Uh-huh. It was kind of made me a little uncomfortable. But yeah, Nicky was a good kisser. We only had like what, a couple of kisses or maybe one
there
kiss?
There was that like the brilliant scene where he's like, I'm gonna make and you're like, take it all out on me. Yeah. And it's so good.
I like slapping him. It was really funny.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
Because I was supposed to slap him one time and the director came up and said, Cher, when it's done, slap him again.
Was that a real slap?
Yeah.
That was a slap.
But it wasn't I didn't kill him. I just slapped him, you know, because I needed to do it.
And was it in the script, the snap out of it?
Yes. And it wasn't the way I said it. It was like the director had a different idea. And then, but when I did it, he loved it. So, you know, sometimes director doesn't like and great directors don't tell you how to give readings because actresses don't like that unless they're not getting it. Do you guys have the same earrings on? No.
No,
I've got
okay.
No,
you have smaller ones. And she has bigger with no pearls. So really good directors will only give you something. It's like Mike Nichols during Silkwood. He would sit us down, like Meryl and I have a sing on the swing, and we've just had a fight. And he was so great because we used to sit together all day long. He kept us separated the whole day. And then when we were going on the swing, he told us a story. He always used to do this. He would tell you a story, and when he was finished, you would know exactly what to do. You know, it would like... when he told me that one, he told us the story then, I was sobbing on that swing, but it was like a lot, what started it out was his story. And then Meryl and my chemistry did the rest, but yeah.
Is she the reason you did Mamma Mia too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, because I love her and she's great and I knew that she was going to be great and we were going to have fun and, you know, and we did.
Back to the food. Okay. Last Supper. So we've got the guests. Appetizer.
I'm trying to think
Jack
of something.
Would Jack Nicholson be invited? Wasn't absolutely. He Eastwick?
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. Val Kilmer would be invited.
Yeah. Was he an ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
And exes are at the table. I like this show.
I'm close with all of them.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I'm really close. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that you have to like someone a lot before you go to bed with them. Because if you don't, then when you break up, then there's nothing, you don't have anything. You can never be friends because you weren't friends before.
Jesse, that wouldn't apply to you because you've only ever had one boyfriend,
Mom,
really.
I've shagged a bit. Piss off. Thanks.
Jesse married her 18-year-old childhood sweetheart. Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
It's still going well. We've got three kids.
He's great. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about our sex life now with you.
No,
too.
Darling.
Thank you.
No,
Appetizer.
Okay.
Would it be your mum's cornbread?
No, because my mom's cornbread you have to eat with the main, but we only ate it with beans, so whatever. And my mom, you know, my mom used to crush up, I never understood this, but it's a southern thing, where you crush up the cornbread in buttermilk. I never figured it out, but it's a thing, you know?
I can see that.
Delicious. More,
yeah. My dad used to dip bread in egg, in milk, and eat it.
Okay, well, cornbread is, you know, the same thing, only it's got a lot more kind of grainy substance. Not grainy, but, you know, it's got that texture to it. So I'm trying to think because I don't think about
main course.
You don't think about food. It's just it doesn't.
Well, no, it doesn't really. But I like it. But what am I?
What do you think about the most? If you're not, I think about food the most. What are you thinking about? What consumes you?
Nothing really consumes me. Whatever I'm thinking or doing at the time consumes me. But
so I'm kind of a, yes.
I love Christmas dinner. I love turkey. I love stuffing.
Do you make it?
No.
That's okay.
But I used to.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving this year?
I don't know. Probably my sister, my kids, my boyfriend, my family friends, people I've known for a long time. Because a lot of times people don't make plans for their house because they don't feel like going through the whole thing. You know, it's a lot.
You can get it catered.
No,
Any Christmas traditions that Cher has that we must all instill?
Doing the tree. I still like
Do
doing
you
that.
Like tacky lights? Like in the song "I Like Christmas." I just need to know this because I'm a tacky lights kind of girl.
I do like it.
I don't
like,
the white ones. They're too serious.
No, I don't either. I don't.
You know who else likes the tacky lights that we had on the podcast? Sir Paul McCartney. He used to have like
flashing,
different coloured lights. Yes, so
we have flashing lights too. And I have a lot of palm trees in my front yard, and we do the
put lights up. Yeah,
and it's quite beautiful. I love that. I guess I do really love Christmas.
That's good because you've got an album to sing about.
Who was it that got snow brought in for Christmas?
What, who was in?
Was it on our podcast and he had snow brought in?
It would have been an American, no doubt, that lives in LA,
I think. Yeah.
In Malibu, we have no snow.
Are you in Malibu?
Yes.
I love Malibu.
Where's your favourite spot to eat in Los
Malibu.
Angeles?
Malibu.
Yeah. Well, no, I like to eat in my bedroom.
Do you in bed?
Do you overlook the sea?
No, I have big couches, and I like. Oh, baby, do I ever? I've got in all of the rooms, the bedrooms in my house. You can either see two views of the ocean or three views of the ocean, and I built it specifically so it would feel like it was like right near you. And what I like about looking at the ocean is there's nothing. There's no lights. There's no malls, there's no nothing to get in your way. And so everything is endless and everything is possible.
Yeah, Malibu's so amazing because of all the birds and the seals and sometimes the dolphins.
All the time, dolphins. And whales.
Yeah.
We see whales too.
Oh, yeah. We saw a whale once, didn't we?
I don't know if it was a big dolphin or not. I'm not sure. We
some
saw something.
Sort he did.
So when you're sitting in your bedroom, your boudoir, in the morning, how do you like your eggs?
I like eggs. I know this is not very popular, but I like my eggs hard. I don't want them.
Boiled eggs.
No. I want, I like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
But I don't like them runny.
Gooey.
At all. No.
You wouldn't do well in France, though.
I know. Or even in England where you go dipping.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't dip. So you're a hard-boiled egg kind of gal?
I don't like hard-boiled eggs, but my assistant gives them to me because they're quick and I don't want to be bothered a lot of the time. But I do enjoy a nice scrambled eggs. And I don't have real bacon anymore, but I have turkey bacon and I enjoy that. It's a little bit salty for me, but it's okay.
Cher, does your boyfriend cook?
No.
Because I've got a feeling you don't cook much.
No, he doesn't cook.
He doesn't cook either.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Gosh, I hope someone's looking after you.
Oh, I have a good cook.
Good.
Yeah. But, it's strange for me. I've worked my whole life, and so I was working, I didn't have much time. And Sonny was a cook. Sonny could cook anything. You could, I would go into the refrigerator. I mean, this is when we were poor. I would go into the refrigerator and I would say, son, there's nothing. We haven't got anything. We got to go to the market. He'd go walk in. It goes like that, blah, 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 blah. And it would be like, are you kidding me? And what did you do this with?
Where did you meet him?
Okay. I was 16.
16.
Yeah. And I was with a girlfriend of mine and her friend in a restaurant underneath a radio station, KFWB. And we were sitting there, and there were a whole bunch of record people, sitting at the tables, and I wasn't paying any attention. I was talking to my friend. And then I heard people say, Sonny, hey, Sonny, come sit with us. Son, hey, son, come on over here. And I'm thinking, who's this guy? So I turn around, And I swear to God, it was like when Tony and Maria saw each other at the dance. I don't know what it was. I mean, he was not handsome, but he was dressed so unbelievably, so cool. And he had this kind of swagger and the most beautiful hands I've ever seen on a man. And he came up, and one of the guys that was a promotion man was sitting next to us. And so Sonny sat down, and just they started talking, and my friend and I were sitting there talking. And then they made arrangements to go out to dancing that night. So the four of us went out dancing, and my friend Melissa, she didn't dance, and Red didn't dance, and Sonny and I danced. So we just danced. But then he moved next door to her, but she didn't like him.
Oh. Do you remember which song was playing?
Oh, God, no, because I had no interest in him or the song. I just wanted to dance. And so he moved next door to Melissa, and she didn't like him. And except he moved into an apartment building that were all women, that were all beautiful, that kind of woman. I was
curvy,
straight.
Right. And so I had gotten kicked out of my apartment because I lost my job, and the girls, well, there were three girls in there already.
Why did you lose your job, Cher?
You know what I did?
What?
One day I just thought, I don't like this job, and I just went in, and I grabbed my purse, and I didn't care about getting a paycheck, and I just walked out.
What was the job?
I was, well, this is a terrible job. I didn't even know this job existed. I monitored time cards.
Okay, I salute you for clocking out, because
yeah,
it was
essential. That's a bad job.
No, but also, it's you.
Also, I'm dyslexic. So
yeah.
my stepfather had to give me like a little sheet that would tell me how to decipher it. And also, I was like, I was narking on the people that worked there, you know, but it was the only job I had. Then I got a job at See's Candy, which was really fun. And the yeah. old ladies, they all had blue hair, but they were so sweet to me. And it was an easy job. And I got mostly in the back to, you know, at Easter time, that was my favorite time. I would be making the baskets, putting yeah. more candy in than I was supposed to. And, you know.
But were you singing?
I sang from the time I was little.
Yeah.
I thought everyone did.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, I have my mother's voice, exactly, and you cannot tell the difference. So my grandfather would come out to visit us and bring his guitar. My uncle would bring his guitar. My mom, my grandfather, and I would just sing, mostly Southern songs, because that's what everybody knew. So I just, at that point, I didn't know that people didn't sing. You know, I just thought everybody...
And what sort of music? What did your mom sing?
That's why I learned Southern songs, because they came from the South. So, you know, so that's what we
but
did.
You don't look like a Southern type girl.
Well, my father's from Armenia.
Yeah.
Cher, we've got about 5 more minutes with you. Okay. So I'm going to hold on to these 5 minutes.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask, before we let you go, you talked about good directors and, you know, for me, you know, Mermaids, you've talked about it, I'm sure, so much. But I just want to know, the kitchen dancing scene.
Yes.
When you, right at the end, when you're all
they
dancing.
Just said, do what you think you should do. It was like, that's what, we just started jumping around.
It's so
it was
joyful.
Right. And it was not staged in the slightest. And we just all were riffing and having a good, but I mean, those girls and I were so close, you know, we were just really, really close. And the director tried to separate us. I mean, he didn't like it very much that we were too close, because he couldn't, by that time I had done a couple of movies. And so he couldn't push me around like he tried to push the girls around. So I kind of saved them. So we were like mom and two daughters.
So that's why I think it was so believable and
no,
beautiful.
I mean, it was fun. We had so much fun in that scene. It was just great. And when we bumped, it was great.
It makes me so happy. I wanted to know if you could go back to any decade, which would it be the here and now, or is there one, I don't know, time, whether it's the fashion, the music, the company, where would you go?
Well, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy right
yeah.
now, but I would go, it's hard, 70s, 80s, because my life was completely different. First I was a singer, then I was unemployed, then I was an actress. So the 80s, I was an actress. The 70s, I was a singer. And then in between 75 or whatever, I was struggling to do whatever, because my albums stopped selling, and I got dropped by two record companies.
Well, he's laughing now.
So, yeah. And then I got a job. Robert Altman, who's a great director. So I went to audition for Joe Papp, and he said, "You're very good, but I have nothing for you at this time." I walked out, and there was one of those little memo pad, you know, memo things, and it said, "Robert Altman called you." So what seems to have happened was my mother and his wife were friends. My mom had my New York, because I'm from California, my New York number just scribbled next to him. She called him thinking she was calling me, and she said, "Can I talk to Cher?" And he was been having a nap, but he's kind of grouchy anyway. And so he said, "No, why would Cher be here?" And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought," and he went, "Georgia?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Cher's not here. And it's Bob." And she said, "Oh, damn, I must have gotten you confused." So he said, "What is she doing here?" He said, "She wants to be an actress. She went there to audition, and he was doing a play." So anyway, he called and said, "I'm not offering you this, but I'm going to send a script round to you." And it didn't get there, but it was because of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. So I thought he was just lying. So the next day, and I said, "I can't come in for a reading because I'm dyslexic. I can act or I can read, but I can't do both." He said, "It doesn't make any difference. I just want to hear your voice." So I went in, and one of the actresses, I was in the elevator with her. I was in a black motorcycle jacket. And then I followed her out. She said she thought I was going to mug her. Oh. So we got in to inside, and Sandy Dennis was there, and all these people, all these actresses were there, and we sat on the ground, you know, on the carpet, and everyone was supposed to read. And he wanted me for a part that I said, "I can't do it." Mm-hmm. He said, "Are you telling me you don't have a job? Nobody wants to hire you, and you're telling me what you can't do?" And I said, "Okay, you'll see." So anyway, we went there, we sat down. I started to read. Sandy Dennis told me it was the worst reading she'd ever heard in her life, but she said, "But you were fascinating." So I read for both parts. I was right. I wasn't right for the part he wanted me to play. And then I got the job, and it was great.
You have got a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cher, it's an absolute honor to spend time with you and just to hear your stories. I could hear them for hours and hours. Yeah. I wish you all the best with the Christmas record.
Thank you.
And I think we're all going to be hearing DJ play a Christmas song in the clubs.
Thank you.
And I really, it's such a treat to meet you. You're incredibly inspiring, and everyone loves you. But yeah, good luck with the record.
Thank you.
Keep on looking fabulous.
Keep
on being fabulous. Yeah. And thanks for giving us this time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just another low-key end to the low-key day we've had. Doing our outro on the Eurostar, the last Eurostar back after Fashion Week. The train is full. People are looking at us.
Sorry,
Mum's checking out Instagram.
No, I'm looking at you, darling, avoiding bed bugs.
Well, we had 49 minutes with the icon.
The icon. She was 2.5 hours late.
I have to say, but firstly, the reason maybe why I was going like the clappers with the questions is because we had a limited time.
Full on, darling.
Mum had to make every second count.
I was so fascinated by looking at how beautiful she looked.
Yeah, let me just tell everybody. Cher is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, kind, fabulous, interesting, sexy, glamorous.
But not interested in food much.
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't even get a last supper out of her. Literally, I don't think we even got a starter.
No, cornbread with milk.
But you now all know that her favourite place to eat, it's not a restaurant, it's in her bedroom. I'd say this is top two most bizarre situations to be in.
Yeah, I hope Justine has...
Poor Justine.
the soup was delicious.
We delayed it by a quarter of an hour, every quarter of an hour for three hours.
The soup was good. I don't know if it was boiling.
It was delicious.
It was very good. The mats ball was beautiful. I could do with some now, to be honest. Yeah.
Do you know what? My Tupperware's gone.
Sorry for your loss.
The bastards have kept it back. I think it's a punishment because of the soup.
Thank you to Cher.
For being such a gorgeous woman.
I mean, you were really late, but I guess that's what... You're top five divas, aren't you? So I don't mean diva in a negative way. I mean diva in the best kind of way.
Fabulous way.
And she was so lovely. And she took all the photos. And she could have been there for ages. And she had something else to do. But
she wanted to stay with us.
She wanted to stay with us gals, our squirrel friends.
I'm going to... I hope we get the ice cream cart in LA.
Yeah, I'm going to try and work this out. I'm going to try and work it out. I'm speaking in very hushed tones because... Mum, I did a gig on the Eurostar once.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah,
darling.
That was when I was a backing singer, and I certainly wasn't coming to Paris to interview Cher.
Was that when you were with Man Like Me?
Things have changed, Mum.
I know.
Gone up in the world.
I know.
On the train.
I don't think they've ever done one ever again like that. But yeah, we did a gig on the train. What I will say is, I also apologise. It was snappy, but I also. I think I'm not intimidated. I think I was
starstruck.
A bit starstruck.
Yeah, I was starstruck.
So I felt like a bit of a.
I was mesmerised by how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
She's older than me, Jessie, and she looked 20 years younger than me.
Maybe you need to start wearing
a blonde wig. Slow, darling, saying she didn't.
Oh, sorry. No, she didn't.
Christ. As I had for another birthday.
She was lovely. She also had a very noisy jacket on, so I apologise if you hear a bit of banging.
I also loved how she knew all the famous, like, Meryl's my best friend.
Or Nikki.
Nikki.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nikki was Nicolas Cage.
Naughty Nikki, yeah. And then...
Plenty of anecdotes. I mean, we almost deserve a part two, just so we can get anecdotes and we get her on that glass of champagne.
Do you think she
would? I don't know.
Yeah, I think...
She said at the end, she said, I have to say, it's so much better being interviewed by women.
It is.
Just want to thank Cher for giving us the time, because everyone wants a piece of her. People adore her. You feel like you've kind of been blessed by a saint when you're in her presence.
Do you believe in life after love, Jessie?
I do. And if I could turn back time, I would have gone for a better lunch.
Yeah, me too.
If I'd known that they were going
to... Attention à la fermeture automatique des portes. Dear passengers, your attention please. This Eurostar to London is now ready to leave. Mind the automatic closing of the doors.
Just bring some cups with the champagne, please. Yeah, before it gets warm. Should put it in the cooler bag.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you all enjoyed it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.